This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Net nou, is dit tyd vir Christelike perspektief op die nuus met Dr. Pieter Hammond.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
And it's Dr. Pieter Hammond. Good morning and welcome back.
Morning. It's been a good last week. I was ministering in KwaZulu-Natal at a youth conference with thousands of young people. It was a tremendous opportunity. The theme was, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it issue the flow the issues of life. And so everything is affected by our heart. We need to protect our heart, guard our mind, guard our thoughts, guard what we look at, because what we see influences how we think, and what we think influences how we behave, and that affects our future. Basically, our future flows from our heart. So I think it was a great message of guard your heart. I see that there's so many things on the go right now that affect us, and I was interested to note that the Cape Independence Party leader and councillor Jack Miller proposed that we have a very good look at our Cape Town budget. 75% of Cape Town's city budget, the city of Cape Town budget, goes to providing free services, as in free water, free electricity, and free houses, in many cases a second house, for millions of indigent and poor people who've moved here because of the freebies being offered by the Cape Town City Council. So Cape Town ratepayers, homeowners, people who are middle-class, hard-working Cape Townians, are subsidizing socialist policies. And this affects so many different things. We are being overtaxed. We've got some of the highest rates in the country. Over and over, you can see that in Cape Town, when people sell a house, it's for less than what the city council estimates its value at, because they are overcharging us on every level. And you can look at Pretoria, for example. When people sell a house there, it tends to sell for more than what the city council estimates its value at and what they're taxing it at. Whereas here, we are routinely overestimate the value of our properties so that the city council can tax us more. And the result is 75% of the budget of Cape Town is going towards providing second houses for people who've already got a home in the Eastern Cape but have moved here, for the phenomenal amounts of free things you can get in Cape Town. And so we've got a party that claims to be free enterprise, but they practice socialism in a very heavy way. Of course, we also suffer from the Division of Revenue Act, where Cape Townians pay a huge amount in taxes, way beyond any other parts of the country. So when we, every rand that that Cape Townians pay to the South African national budget in national taxes, we get about 8 cents back spent in the Western Cape. Not well spent, but spent in the Western Cape. Of course, a lot of that is BBBEE, affirmative action, racial quotas, corruption and mismanagement, as the national government is wont to do. Because the only difference between the mafia and the government is that the mafia turns a profit. And the difference between organized crime and the government is that organized crime is organized. But what we have here is a situation of polytics. Poly, many, ticks, blood-sucking parasites. Polytics, many, blood-sucking parasites. Except that the parasites you get in nature tend to fall off once they've sucked enough blood out of you. Whereas it would seem that the political parasitical class, they never stop sucking blood out of us. And the middle class is being destroyed. The hardworking people who pay the rates and taxes are the ones who are being really stolen from again and again. And one way that you see this is at the petrol pump. Have you noticed that the war in the Middle East basically stalled and stopped, and then the prices of oil all over the world went down, but not in South Africa? We are still paying vastly more than the average should be vastly more than we were before the prices ran up because of the war in the Middle East. Not that we get our oil from the Middle East anyway. Our oil comes from mostly Angola and from Nigeria. Therefore, we are being basically scammed at the petrol pump. We are still paying hugely above what the price should be. It was documented by the Willem Petzer Group's research that we should be paying 17 rand a litre, and yet we are being, and even that is mostly tax. But the government's playing a big game with us, that every time the war escalated overseas and prices went up because of many people getting the money from the Middle East, getting their oil from the Middle East, we suddenly saw petrol prices shooting up by many rands. And now suddenly we find that while everywhere else in the world the price of oil has come down, in South Africa it has not. They promised it would, but not really. So we're still paying way, way, way over what we should be. We're probably paying something like 8 or 9 rand more per litre at the petrol pump than we should be. And this is the conclusion of economists who've looked into this and seen how we have not responded to the global trend in the cost of fuel, which has basically returned to pre-war levels, and now they are still extorting extra from us at the pump. But even aside from that, we are still paying most of what we pay at the petrol pump today is going to the government in many different forms of taxes, and there's a wide range of taxes that are used. But those taxes were set up back in the 60s and 70s in order to pay for our road system. The first time my parents traveled up the N1 to Johannesburg, it was gravel the whole way. Well, taxes placed on petrol was to help tar all the roads around South Africa. And in fact, the roads, the national roads in particular, were developed on the basis of the taxes put on the fuel. But now the roads have been built, but they're not even being maintained. So that's a bit of a scam. We've been forced to pay for a service that's already been provided. They were, in fact, starting to phase out the taxes on petrol after the national road structure had been built, and we had tarred roads all over the country, N1, N2, N3, and so on. So right now what we have is a scam where we are being told that our fuel costs are up because of the war, whereas in fact the prices have all come down around the world. And anyway, our fuel doesn't come from the Middle East or from the Persian Gulf anyway. So what's the reason for the escalations? But we are forced to pay a tax for roads that have already been built but are not being maintained. So this is a scam. And then you take the scam of the Division of Revenue Act, where the Western Cape gets 8 cents back for every rand it pays in taxes. We pay something in the region of 280 billion rand into national treasury from taxpayers in the Western Cape. And we get back something like 56 billion into the Western Cape. But our budget in Cape Town is over 88 billion. So the rest of that comes from overtaxing the ratepayers in the Cape. And so what we are doing here is we are finding ourselves subsidizing a whole range of things, but mostly we're subsidizing corruption in the national government. And the middle letters of cancer is ANC. And we've had enough of this cancer. Cancer does not contribute to the health of the body. It just breaks down. And what we have is government that steals, loots, which defrauds and cheats its population. This is enough. America had a war 250 years ago, homeschool fathers with guns, basically, who won Britain, independence from Britain, 4th of July. That's what they're celebrating the 250th anniversary of right now. And that was inspired by a slogan, no taxation without representation. Well, the people of Cape have not voted for this. We are being extorted from, we are being stolen from, and it's enough now. I think we need self-determination. If we were independent, the Western Cape could cut their taxes in half. In fact, we could cut our taxes down to 10% what they are now. And we could double our expenditure on things that really benefit everyone in the Cape Fort. So right now the situation is self-determination, let my people go, free the Cape.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Hammond. Some powerful words. But yeah, thank you. Have a lovely day and weekend.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.